This is Ozarks at Large. As we mentioned earlier in the program, trial is scheduled to begin for former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Shofner next month. She is accused of taking cash payments to steer state investments to one broker. Yesterday, she entered an innocent plea in federal court in Little Rock. Michael Hiblin from our content partner KUAR was in the courtroom.
It was a brief hearing with U.S. Magistrate Joel Foppe detailing the 14 charges of extortion and bribery. Her attorney, Chuck Banks, entered a plea of not guilty and requested a trial by jury. Asked if that was her plea, Shofner said yes, not guilty. Last month, she attempted to enter a guilty plea and told a judge she had taken payments from a bond broker, but because she said it was offered, she didn't demand it, the judge rejected the plea. She was indicted by a federal grand jury on June 5th, and this was her initial appearance. As she left the courthouse, Shofner told reporters,
"We're just moving forward. I appreciate it, but we're just moving forward. Thank you.
Are you
Thank
looking
you.
Forward to the jury trial and being able to tell your side of the story?"
Yes, yes.
Why did you decide to plead not guilty?
There are just certain issues that were brought up that I couldn't plead to on the first
hearing. What type of issues
hearing?
Are you talking about?
As
she moved away from reporters, Shofner said she was comfortable with the idea of a jury trial, saying that's where you get the truth. Her trial is scheduled to begin July 29th and take about 4 days. If convicted of the 14 federal counts, she could face up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. The FBI says it caught Shofner on tape accepting the final payment of $6,000 at her home in Newport. She resigned a few days after being arrested. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiblin.